Off the Ball, GAA.
I'm actually thinking I probably need to stay fit if I do want to come back and play for Portlaoise next year. So
wow, proper ringer.
Get me, please. Just, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Just like with Jalan, was
put
it?
Put myself in the shop window here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
24 minutes past 8, it is time to say good morning to Kathleen McNamee. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Shane. I was starting to think he just didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah, I was just ignoring the elephant in the room. I was like, no, I'll not talk to Kathleen this morning. Forget about it. How is the atmosphere developing in Cardiff? I know there's not a massive cohort of Irish fans travelling, still a few hundred, I think, but any atmosphere building up?
I won't lie, it's hard to know that the game is happening at the moment. There were a few Irish fans around my hotel last night, actually, which was kind of nice in that you're starting to recognise the same ones that are travelling all the time. There was a couple of people downstairs that I had interviewed when I was in Australia. So you're seeing the same old heads popping up and again, which is nice because it means we're having that consistency. But I reckon there'll probably be a bit more buzz around Tuesday's game because... You know, tonight is almost like it's the tester for both teams. It's getting the measure of each other. It's, you know, everyone's nervous because no one knows how the other is going to line up, how they're going to go, or team's going to play conservative, or they're going to try, or Wales going to go out tonight and try and win that home game and then go super defensive on Tuesday. So I think everyone's just a bit angsty to get that first 90 minutes over with and see where we lie ahead of Tuesday, which I think there's like 25,000 tickets gone for already, so should be good crack whenever we do get around to it.
Are we drawing any conclusions whatsoever from Tallaght Stadium in February and the 2-0 defeat against Wales?
I think it's difficult too when you look at both sides. So say on the Welsh side, they had Rhian Wilkinson was in the stands. They had an interim manager at the time. Now, that interim manager is still the assistant manager, and Rhian Wilkinson talks really highly of him and how he took the team through that period. They've had a bunch of really big injuries since. On that night for us, we didn't have Denise O'Sullivan. Katie came off at halftime. There was a couple of other injuries as well in the back line. So... And also the position that the two teams were in at the time was very different in that Wales were coming out of that whole Ligue A situation. We were coming out of League B. I think we had kind of rested a little bit after the World Cup and we had like not been playing the opposition that we really wanted. Whereas now I feel we have a lot more of an idea of like what our identity is. We have Julianne Russell in there, who has managed to get us a couple of goals. We have that consistency of scoring that we probably didn't have at the time in terms of knowing that one person can pop up in really, really tough games. Everyone was popping up in the League B, but in terms of those tough games and knowing we can crack a win, I think that it's good that we had it because I think it's made us cautious going into this game and not automatically like, oh yeah, we beat France and Parky Cueve, we're obviously going to beat Wales. I think we're going in with a level head, which is good.
What's the sense you're getting from speaking with Ireland manager Aidan Gleeson this week? Because it's kind of fascinating, isn't it? Like this time next week, it feels like our future will be decided one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, whenever it was talked about a fair bit during the squad announcement about her contract and what she was very, very clear in that whatever happens over the next couple of days, she wants to stay as Ireland manager. She feels she's done a good job, but it is hard to feel like this isn't in a funny way because she started off with that Wales game and now there's a potential that her tenure could end with these Wales games. It feels like a bit of a full circle moment for her and for the team as a whole. And we talked about it on the Coin Gig pod a lot last night. And I think there's a general feeling that if Ireland lose, but if they lose and it's really, really tight and, you know, it's Jess Fishlock pops up at the end with a goal and they've actually put everything in really well and they fought really hard and it's just been a really dogged, tough game, then it's kind of hard to see what she has done as a complete and absolute failure and therefore she should lose her job as a result, or not lose her job, but like her contract shouldn't be extended beyond this campaign. Whereas if it's a case that Ireland go out and they look like how they did against Wales when we played them earlier in the year, then it's like, well, we've had no growth really in a campaign that actually matters. Like, of course, that win in Páirc Uí Chaoimh was really important. Being able to get a goal against England in Norwich was really important. But at the end of the day, we've all been looking to these playoff games. We always knew they were coming. This was always the target because we knew once we got into League A that we would probably have a semi-decent qualifying path. So it's big. She has kind of brushed it off as that, which is fair enough. Like, she's like, I'm not thinking about the team, or sorry, I'm not thinking about individual, I'm thinking about the team, because that's what she has to do and that's what the players will want to hear from her. But it's going to be very interesting to see what the FAI decide to do if things don't go her way.
I would say, like, the way I judge it is that she's just above par in performance, because the first six games in the first group, they're handy, and Ireland perform and get the results like they should. And then they're against like three of the six best teams in the world second time around, and predictably enough lose those games. But she's above par because of the performance against France and Páirc Uí Chaoimh and the result that night. And then they easily beat Georgia. So she's, I would say, just slightly overperforming, if you get me.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I think it's so funny because there is such a split between people as to how they view it. I've talked to a lot of fans about it the last week as well. And some people feel that, you know, she's been fortunate in the games and that we could have someone come in who might take us to the next level again. Now, I don't know, and I suppose you never really know, but I'm not sure if there is another level again for these players. Like, I do think a lot of them have played out their skins in some of the games that you've mentioned. And we do have to remember, while France are one of like the best teams in the world, that was a second string 11 that we played. Yeah. Now, they did bring on their big guns towards the end of that game. But, you know, there's so many different elements to it. I think, to be honest, if we go out over the next two games, she sets them up tactically well. It's a tough battle, which I think everyone expects it to be. And the scoreline isn't something ridiculous. And she has a good claim to stay on with or without qualifying. But it will be a massive stain and there will be a massive doubt over her tenure. So does she want that as well, is another question, you know. I know she said very emphatically that she does, no matter what, she wants to stay on. But we've seen with this team, say after the fallout from the World Cup and how critical people were of them and how critical people were of how the management situation was held, there's a different sort of scrutiny on it than there was before. So I think there'll be a lot of unhappiness should the job not get done.
I was listening to your preview last night with Owen alongside the former Wales player and coach, Catherine Morgan. I was struck at the very start of the conversation, Catherine's nearly interrupting the question to Kathleen of how this game's going to go, and Catherine's saying, well, all the pressure is on Ireland. Now, I'm going to ask you to play the objective role here, Kathleen. Is that true?
Yeah, I think the pressure is obviously on both sides, in that Wales have never qualified for a major tournament before. But I think the pressure is on Ireland because we've proven we can do it. And also, on paper, in my mind, I think we probably have the slightly more qualified team. Now, you can counter that and say that the two teams are actually quite evenly put together in terms of, you know, they have their standout players and they have their up-and-comers. But I think that the pressure, and I also think there's a more focus on Ireland in a way. Like, there hasn't been a whole lot of noise over here about this Welsh team potentially qualifying. And I think it's because they're at the stage we were pre-World Cup almost, where you've never been to a major tournament. You haven't had all the eyes, all the focus, you know, the excitement that comes with it, the expectation that comes with it. So they're still kind of edging their way into that media, whereas we've become very familiar with this team as a whole. This team gets covered a lot more. So if we don't do it, I think the focus will be a lot bigger on Ireland than if Wales don't do it.
In terms of personnel, Kathleen, so obviously there are some Irish names missing in Louise Quinn, Ella Molloy, Lucy Quinn, Jess Zhu, Aoife Mannion, I think, as well. But then you have the likes of Megan Campbell and Roisin Littlejohn coming back into the team. What sort of shape or outlook do you foresee for the team this evening?
I don't think Eileen is going to change it up all that much, to be honest, from what we've seen over the Ligue 1 campaign. You know, I think the interesting thing will probably be how she handles that kind of space in between the midfield and the defence, because that's the area that we really struggled with against them earlier on in the year. Now, at that time, we did bring Louise Quinn on after, I think it was like around half time, and she made a massive difference. We obviously don't have that option anymore. I think who she decides to go with in that defensive partnership will be really interesting. You can like pretty much bet on it being Caitlin Hayes and Anna Patton, but then with Louise out, who is the person that comes in there? Like, do you put in Megan Connolly? We've seen her play in that back role quite a lot, but she has always said it's not her favourite to play in. She kind of prefers the midfield. She also hasn't really had a whole lot of game time. Do you put in Niamh Fahey, who's been such a servant to Irish football, but, you know, is one of the older players in the squad, so potentially doesn't have a full game in her as well? Do you risk a Diane Caldwell? Do you put Megan Campbell straight in off the bat? You know, there's a lot of questions about tonight's starting 11, which I think is probably adding to some of the angst for Irish fans in general. I think you're pretty nailed on to see Caruso and Julianne Russell up top. Caruso's hold-up play obviously has been really good for us, and also the fact that she's now kind of back to full fitness. She had that injury for a little bit. Julianne hasn't been playing, but she has been training with Salt Hill Devon boys. And, you know, Eileen Gleeson was asked about her fitness yesterday, and her and Denise just burst out laughing. And they're like, anyone who questions Julianne Russell's fitness needs to go do like a high rocks class or something with her.
Yeah.
Whether she's in season or not. So, and then like Eileen was giving a shout out to players like Jesse Stapleton. So does she get a big nod tomorrow or tonight? Yeah. And, you know, she's obviously part of the generation that's going to bring us through to the next level, but hasn't had that big game experience yet. So it'd be interesting to see, does Eileen put her trust in experience, or does she put it in the youth of the team?
I'd imagine the over-under on cards, yellow cards in particular, would be quite high this evening, Kathleen. I think Lucy Quinn on the show last night was kind of saying this is a fiery enough Welsh team. Like, you'd expect, you know, two teams who know each other fairly well as well, to be really getting to know each other this evening. Fairly physical sort of game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cagey. Mm. I think that neither side is going to want to do something stupid, but also they're going to want to get in the other's heads, especially the fact that it is a two-legged tie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you said, these players know each other really well. You know, Denise Sullivan yesterday was talking about Jess Fishlock and training with her and playing with her and also playing against her now over in the States, or Anna James as well, one of their players that she knows really, really well. So these players will all have spent a lot of time on the field against each other. There'll be that nice Celtic rivalry to the whole thing as well. Mm. You know, there's been some mention of it. I think there's a lot of respect between the two teams. And at the end of the day, I think the thing with this game is that both sides probably have the same problem, that they don't know where the goals are going to come from. They have very strong defenses. They know how to keep a team out. So who is going to be the person that pops up and gets that Amber Barrett-esque Hampden Park goal and sees us through, hopefully, to the Euros next summer?
I can certainly envision Welsh players trying to antagonise Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan and trying to get the best of them. But those two will be well prepared for that. Like, Kathleen, this is tantalising stuff, this game. Would you take a draw now if I offered it to you?
Oh yeah, 100%. Totally. Like, a draw tonight I think would be a really solid result going into Tuesday. I think that it's a nice building block. I said it yesterday on Koi Gig as well. Like, my fear is that I don't know what this team does if they go down. So we saw with Wales when they had that playoff with Slovakia when we were playing Georgia, that they went into the second leg 2-1 down and they grinded for that second match. Like, it was, I won't lie, it was awful football. It was not fun to watch at all. They had the ball in the net like three times, offside. They struggled, but they got the job done. They know how to do that. We haven't seen this Irish team do it yet, and we don't know if they can do it. That's not to say they can't, but I would definitely take a draw, and then big night in the Viva, big Irish crowd there supporting, and hopefully a plane ticket to Switzerland at the end of it all.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. And the draw, of course, for that Euros competition in full is coming up as well, as the 16th of December, I think, for that tournament in Switzerland. So hopefully we're in that draw. And of course, as you said, Kathleen, second leg Tuesday evening, and still tickets available for that one at the Aviva Stadium. Kathleen, enjoy the match tonight. Thanks a million.
Thanks, guys.